The word of God from the book of Revelation. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The gates of heaven are only 12 miles away. You've probably heard jokes of someone trying to get into heaven, meeting St. Peter at the pearly gates. And our neighboring town of St. Peter has made a little attraction of these stories. They put up a little area with fancy white gates called the Pearly Gates of St. Peter. So we can say the gates of heaven are only 12 miles away. But in reality, they are much closer. The gates of heaven are right here. Not because of this building, not because of this preacher, not because of this community of believers, but because here we gather around the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. We come to chapel to hear about Christ, our Savior, to hear of his saving works, how he forgives us, how he opens the gates of heaven for us. In our text, the Apostle John has a vision of Jesus in heaven. And Jesus here calls himself the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. He lived, died, and rose again, as we say in the Apostles and Nicene Creeds. People are fascinated by stories of people who have had near-death experiences. They talk about floating in the room, seeing a bright light, all kinds of other things. It's hard to know from those what is reality and what is imagination. But we know there is one who truly experienced death and came back to life again. He was dead and buried. And the third day he rose again from the dead. He knows what death is like. He conquered death, overcame it, and destroyed it. Jesus says here, "I have the keys of Hades and death." He has the keys, the power, the authority over Hades, the place of the dead, and over death itself. If you have the keys to a place, you can let yourself in and out. You can keep yourself safe. Jesus has the keys over death to keep us safe from death. Yes, we will all die. We deserve to die eternally. It looms over us for our whole time here on earth. It is a result of mankind's fall into sin. It is the curse for our sinful rebellion, which is repeated every single day. God told Adam and Eve, "In the day that you eat of the tree, you shall surely die." They ate and they died. We eat and we die. Their souls were now separated from God. They were afraid when they heard him in the garden in the cool of the evening. In the cool of the evening, in an amazing comparison and contrast, Jesus was placed in the tomb in the cool of the evening. And because Jesus lay in that grave, we do not have to fear the grave or death. Death for us becomes like a slumber. We will arise again, just as Jesus powerfully rose to life again. As we continue to celebrate the Easter season, we consider Jesus as that powerful Lord of life. He says, "I am he who lives. I am alive forevermore." In another place, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am life." That is why we gather here in these pearly gates, the gates of heaven, to hear Jesus' word, why we hold on to him with our whole heart. He has what we want more than anything else. He has life, eternal life, and he wants us to share in it. He wants us to live forever in the house of the Lord. That's what people have been looking for since the time of Adam and Eve. That is what David looked forward to in the 23rd Psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Since Jesus has the keys of death and hell, he also has the keys of heaven, the key that opens those pearly gates so that we can enter into paradise restored. He has forgiveness that he won on the cross for us, that he gives to us in word and sacraments, that we receive simply through faith, believing Jesus' word. That message of the cross is our eternal life. Jesus is our life. Easter is life. The Christian faith is life eternal. When John saw that vision, he writes, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead." We as sinners have every reason to be afraid of God. We can't stand in God's presence. The psalmist says, "If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared." For us as redeemed children of God, that fear and dread turns into fear and respect, reverence and awe at God's majesty and God's mercy. Through Christ, we have every reason to rejoice in seeing God. We look up and lift up our heads, waiting for that day for Jesus' return. And Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. I am alive forevermore. Because I live, you shall live also." This is our hope and comfort in times of trouble and danger, in times of sadness and sorrow, and even in times of happiness and joy. We entrust everything to the Lord of life, who gives us life. He has the key that opens heaven for us. He opens the gates, invites us to feast with him, and there we see him face to face and sing his praises to all eternity. Rejoice. Again I say rejoice. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.